welcome to Czech Books, and Pavla, welcome to the other side of the microphone.
Thank you for having me.
I should start by saying a couple of words about your book. It's set in a cemetery, in fact in the Olšany cemetery, or set of cemeteries, which are just 5 tram stops up the road from here in Vinohradská Street, where the radio is. And obviously I'd be very interested to know what inspired you to write a book on that particular subject. But first of all, I think we should try to set the scene. And your book hasn't come out yet in English, but I have tried to translate a few extracts. So maybe, Pavla, if you could start by reading just the opening couple of paragraphs.
The October sun was slipping over the roofs of the apartment blocks, still pleasantly warm. The air was filled with the steady drone of the road junction as a constant stream of cars and trams passed in all directions. "Out of my way, woman!" A bad-tempered yell drowned even the roar of the traffic and the music coming from a loudspeaker outside the glass and concrete shopping center. Clara was sitting on the wall of the little flower bed in front of the shopping center, watching the old lady as she scurried across the road, dodging the car with the surly driver. She was not using the zebra crossing, but there was nothing special about that. Although she looked very much the typical Prague old lady, there was something strange about her. What made her different was the rake in her hand. A curious thing to be carrying in the middle of the city. The furious driver, who had just come within an inch of running her over, gave a blast on his horn for good measure. He wound up his window, slammed his foot on the accelerator, and sped away. Clara watched the car for a minute and did not even notice the old lady with the rake stepping round the red and white fence separating the road from the pavement. She forgot the whole episode and carried on absent-mindedly watching people coming and going into the shopping center. Little did Clara suspect that this Indian summer afternoon would mark the beginning of a series of extraordinary events that would change her life.
And that scene is taking place actually at a real place, just up the road from here, at Flora, where there really is a shopping centre. And just behind and beside the shopping centre, there is the Olšany Cemetery. And that is, in fact, where the old lady is heading. A children's book, cemeteries, you might expect it to be about ghosts and vampires, but in fact, Pavla, it's not really, is it?
It's not. I guess I'm an old-fashioned type of person, so it's a real-life story. No ghosts, no vampires, no supernatural beings.
What happens in the story?
Clara is an ordinary girl, about 13 or 14 years of age, and she lives near the cemeteries. She meets this old lady, and over time, this old lady introduces another young person to Clara, and eventually there are 5 teenagers. They find out that there is a secret hidden in the cemeteries, and that secret somehow connects all of them. And in the course of the book, they unveil that secret and also find out why the 5 of them had been put together by that old lady.
And so let's go straight to another extract where one part of the mosaic, one bit of the secret is unveiled. The children here are actually inside a tomb at this moment, aren't they?
But it's an empty tomb. There are no dead bodies, no coffins. The opening under the floor was hidden by nothing more than a thin piece of wood, covered with a layer of plaster, so that at first sight no one would notice it. Evgen, Alžběta and Clara found themselves looking into a small square hole. It was full of rubble and the air was thick with dust, so they still had no idea what the hole would reveal. Clara called to the boys outside so they would not miss the big moment. Shimon's glasses misted up with the stuffy air inside the tomb, and for a moment he could see nothing. When all 5 had assembled, Evgen made a solemn declaration. "Friends, the historic moment is upon us. We have just uncovered the hiding place, which could prove that the Cadaver Beetle Club really existed. Clara, come and help me shift all this rubble, and you, Vojta, shine the torch in here." They both did what he said. Clara and Evgen lifted out all the rubble, and with the help of Vojta's flashlight, they all tried to make out what had been hidden under the floor. It was not long before they made out a shape. "It's a bottle!" Alžbieta cried out excitedly.
And in fact, the bottle contains a message, but I won't betray too much of the plot. I had great fun translating this little bit, but I was really struggling with the keyword, the hrobažici, the cadaver beetle club, as I translated it. Hrobažík, it's a type of beetle, isn't it? And also in Czech, it has a sense of being, I suppose, almost a grave-digging beetle, doesn't it, in terms of the language?
Yes, yes. It's derived from the word hrob, which is grave, but also it's the diminutive of the word hrobaš, which is a gravedigger. But hrobažíci, also, it has a kind of cute ring to it.
And also these hrobažíci, this gang, this club, it turns out that they are continuing a tradition of a similar gang from over 60 years ago,
yes.
From the 1940s, in fact, the middle of the Second World War, which also ends up playing a role in the story, doesn't it? I was intrigued by the way you decided to kind of make this generational jump from the present day to the generation of the children's grandparents and great-grandparents.
Well, it happened somehow, but then I realized that one of the messages of the book that I maybe subconsciously wanted to convey was that we really should observe our ancestors and that we should know more about them, learn more about them, and perhaps try and continue in what they started.
And so that the cemetery isn't a morbid place, but it's a place for finding out, for, I suppose, reading the messages, as it were, that are left by the people who went before us.
Exactly.
And that brings me to another aspect of the book, which I really enjoyed, which is that it's crammed with all sorts of fascinating details about the cemeteries in Olšany. There's even little asides about the tradition of cremation in the Czech Republic and about the various different cemeteries that you can find there in the area of the larger cemetery. You must have had a lot of fun researching into the history, the geography, and many other aspects of the cemeteries
at
Olšany.
Yes, indeed. Much of it actually comes from my experience as a reporter, because you will recognize many of the events in the book and the details as parts of reports I did for Radio Prague. As a reporter, you collect or amass so many interesting facts and so much useless knowledge, can I say?
Which proves useful in the end when you put it all together.
Exactly, when I realized how much I've learned or heard about the cemeteries, it seemed a shame not to use it somehow, and it all turned up in the book eventually.
And what inspired you to write a children's book? Was it something you've been thinking of for a long time?
Not at all, strangely. I never really wanted to become a writer, even though it was a bit of a dream, but I wouldn't admit it even to myself. But when I visited the cemeteries and I kept coming back, all kinds of strange things happened to me there, and I found the place really fascinating. And I thought maybe I should write a few lines just for myself about the experiences there. And when I sat down and started writing, after a few lines, it was somehow obvious to me that I had a story, and it was a children's story.
How easy did you find putting yourself into the minds and the mindset of teenagers and pre-teenagers?
Well, I still feel like a teenager in some aspects. But what I struggled with was the difference between the teenagers in my days, back in the 80s, and today, because we didn't have things like mobile phones and the internet, and I found out that I really knew little about today's children and teenagers. So I guess my characters in the book resemble more teenagers back from my days.
They also give me the impression of living in a kind of a better world than the world that we live in. It's a world where children are allowed to run around the city without their parents worrying about what they're getting up to, and where they have a great deal of freedom.
Also, you will have noticed that there are very few conflicts between them, you know, among them in the group. But I thought, as the evil is external in the story. There's evil, which is very much present. I thought that I really don't need any more evil, or I don't need any evil within the group.
Although it's interesting you say there's evil present, but there aren't really any baddies in the story, are there? There are people who do some pretty nasty things, but it isn't a story of the kids fighting against some person who's doing horrible things. It's different from that, isn't it?
It is. The evil, again, is a continuous evil. The way the kids continue in the work or efforts of their grandparents, the evil that is present in the cemetery goes back to the days of the Second World War. It's not an abstract kind of evil. It's a very real evil, but it's not personalized or materialized in one particular person.
And you've already written a sequel, in fact, one and a half sequels, I believe, to this book, so we can expect more.
Yes. First, I thought that I hadn't used all that there is to say about the cemeteries, so I thought that would be a shame to leave out so many interesting details. And I started writing a sequel in which the kids are in their early 20s. And it's called Hrobažice a Hrobaži, which it's a play on word, but it's the cadaver beetles and gravediggers. And gravediggers are a Masonic type organization. When I finished it, my publisher said, you can't have one book where the kids are 13 and then another book where they are in their early 20s. You need something in between. And I decided to write another sequel in between those two, and it takes place not in Prague, not around the Olšanské cemetery, but in a small town in eastern Bohemia, and it will be called Hrobažice v Podzámčí, which is something like Hrobažice beneath the castle, and it takes place around a Renaissance castle.
Pavla, we're out of time, so thank you very much for taking a slightly different role here at Radio Prague, talking about your book, which I read with great enthusiasm, and I'm about to pass it on to my 10-year-old daughter, who I think will be extremely enthusiastic. And best of luck with your writing career.
Thank you very much.